Hi, how's business?
How's business?
How's business? Welcome to How's Business, a podcast on what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, created by the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you're listening to this podcast because you love the small business owner that I'm about to feature, I want you to know that we chat with lovable small business owners every week. You can get this podcast sent directly to your phone by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. Today on How's Business, we're welcoming Yoles Tamales. Yoles Tamales has a brick and mortar location in the Back of the Yards neighborhood and several tamale carts that operate throughout Chicago. So as I mentioned, the IJ Clinic is celebrating its 20th anniversary. And as a part of that 20th anniversary, we're doing a listening tour so that we can learn more about what's going well and what could be going better for small business owners. And I just want to take it from the top. If you could tell me your name and the name of your business.
Hello, my name is Maria Mendez. I'm owner of Yoles Tamales.
And Maria, could you tell me the story of Yoles Tamales from little baby seedling to where it is today?
Okay, let's start. Yoles Tamales began in 2016. My family and I were street vendors. We sell tamales. So in 2015, there was an ordinance that says now street vendors can sell legal in the city of Chicago. So that's when we start our genre of Yoles Tamales, because we say now there's a license, so how we can apply for the license. And we start looking for the requirements. It was hard in that moment in 3 years ago. So in May 2016, we opened Yoles Tamales. We applied for the license. So that's, let's say, Yoles Tamales is not a big restaurant. It's just a kitchen to make and cook my tamales and continue being a street vendor in the city of Chicago.
So it sounds like in 2015, becoming a street vendor was a legal thing that you could do. And so in an effort to formalize or legalize the business you were already working on, you opened a kitchen where you could then cook the tamales and then sell in a street vendor capacity.
Yeah, that's correct. But my family and I, we have like, I don't know exactly how many years selling outside. So it was like, we have years selling tamales. So now let's formalize our business and to get this license. And the process, it was a little hard, especially legalizing your business, because sometimes we don't know exactly what we need.
What was it like before the license existed, being a street vendor in Chicago?
I'm going to give you some examples. Most of the time, the police pass and ask for license. We say we don't have the license, and they give you tickets. Sometimes they arrest people. So in my case, they arrest one of my people, and also they give you a lot of tickets. And I'm glad we never had this situation when the police throw my food or tamales to the garbage. So, you know, police pass and ask you, and we don't have license, so here's your tickets.
Do you have any sense of how much money you've saved since the passage of the law not paying for tickets like that?
At the beginning of open Yoles Tamales in the process, we get 3 tickets. So in each ticket, it was around $500. We went to court and we demonstrate we were in the process of open Yoles Tamales, getting the license and everything. And they say, okay, how many time you need to prove that you are going to get this kitchen and the license for the push cars? And we say a few months. And then we need to come back and show all the papers to court that we get the license and we open the kitchen. So, and then they remove the tickets. It was great because, you know, if I had to pay that tickets, that money I will use to get a license for the kitchen. So we demonstrate we were in the process. It was hard for us. It took a few months to open Yoles Tamales and get all the papers, license, certificates. It was a lot of money we saved.
Since the license has passed, what impact has it had on how you do business? Has anything changed based on the rules that regulate it now?
Well, now having my license for my push cars, we feel it's the same process we have been using since 12 years ago. The only thing it changed that now police don't ask me. Oh, well, it was one time when the police come and he was writing a ticket. And one of my vendors asked why you're giving me a ticket. And he said, because you don't have license. And the only thing we did, we just pointed to the license. And he said, wow, that's a license. And we say, yes. So and then she's like, okay, so now you are good. So every time they pass, they just give you like thumbs up because you are good now. We feel free selling outside because we love what we're doing, making tamales and selling tamales. But we know that process is super hard. And I understand people when they say, I want to get my license, but the requirements are super hard to get this license.
And if you could cite a few examples of what
in particular makes it so hard? What would those examples be?
The first one is going to be the kitchen. If you don't have a kitchen, you cannot apply for this license because the principal requirement is to get a kitchen.
A commercial kitchen.
Yeah, a commercial kitchen. So sometimes they don't have the money to open a kitchen, to look for a space, to get the license and all the process. So that's one. And the second is now having license, you need to prove to the city of Chicago and Department of Public Health what is your process to maintain the food, especially the temperature in the food. So sometimes it's a little hard for street vendors to demonstrate that process.
And now that you have made it through the jungle of the licensing process, having the license, does it make it easier for you to grow your business, or is it growing pretty much at the same pace that it was before the license?
It's the same pace because here it's just a kitchen and people come in and out. They order tamales and it's in and out. So the revenue for my business is more for push cars outside. I have 3 right now, and the revenue is more for outside the push car. So we continue on the same. We just have Jolly's Tamales here, but it is just a kitchen to make and cook the tamales.
Can you tell me generally the challenges of maintaining a business in Chicago?
The first thing, personally, I'm going to say the financial, having a business that running and know all the financial, because sometimes you need to get permits and you need to grow the business. You need to know exactly how much financial, how much you make for your business, the income from the business. And I'm the owner of Jolly's Tamales and the manager, so I'm running my own business. For me, it's not a challenge, but I feel it's good for me to know exactly my business. So sometimes I feel people, they pay for somebody to do, for example, payments or something. And that's what sometimes I ask people, you know exactly your business? And they say, well, I don't know exactly if my business how it's running.
So you have some discomfort with outsourcing because you want to make sure that you have a full grasp on all the different parts of your business.
Yes, that's correct.
What's the community of tamale vendors like here in Chicago?
There's like around 2,000 street vendors in Chicago. In 2016, I get the first license for tamales. And I know there is a few more for hot food. And more street vendors, they want to get the license. And the requirement is what is stopping them to get the license. So my family pushed me to guide more people because we know for first hands that what it was the process, how to apply to get the license for the kitchen and for also the push cars. So I want to connect more street vendors and guide them. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm helping more street vendors in different community or neighborhoods.
I know that people across Chicago love the folks who are offering them street food, from tamales to hot dogs. Could you give us a peek into your world? Like, what's the best part of being a tamale vendor?
We love what we're doing, selling tamales and especially cooking tamales. I don't know, the tamales are a culture from Mexico. And I feel when people come, for example, in some neighborhoods or where I sell, people come from different place to buy tamales. And I feel being a street vendor, it gets a lot of people to come to visit maybe the neighborhood or different places.
So you have a lot of pride in sharing your heritage with other people through food?
Yeah, and sometimes people, they recommend it for another person. And then it feels so good when people told me, oh, they told me to come to this place because the tamales are good and everything. Being a street vendor is like we are selling what we love to make. That's the beautiful or the most important being a street vendor.
So it sounds like your business has really benefited from the existence of a license, but it's hard and it could be improved. If you were to make any recommendations to the city of Chicago about how to improve the street vending ordinance for other street vendors, what would that recommendation be?
The recommendation will be, I know the kitchen is something essential for any people because that's the place where you are going to cook and package all the tamales. But I think the language that they are using now, everything has to be packaged. So, and for example, the tamal has the corn holes. So that's the package. I can say that. So if they can change a little bit the requirements of the how to package the tamales and sell outside, because packaging my tamales, it's like, well, it's a little hard to do it, but package my tamales is one of the requirements.
Yeah, so it's a little redundant because they're already packaged in corn husks.
That's how I feel. I believe this is the most important, if we can make changes, is they ask you what is your element of heat for your food. So this is something when people is having hard times because they don't permit any electricity or nothing.
So make changes to what source of heat folks can use or what they can use to maintain heat in their tamales.
Yes.
If you could tell the mayor or city council one piece of advice about how to build a more business-friendly Chicago, what would that piece of advice be?
As a street vendor, I would love to tell them that we are trying our best to get all the permits and license to get for push cars. And sometimes the process, for example, open a kitchen is too hard for us because we don't have a lot of money. And I know the city of Chicago had a lot of resources and for a small business. And sometimes we don't qualify for that. So, and I would like you, if you can make more changes especially for street vendors to apply for these resources that City of Chicago has.
And if you could use one word to describe what it's like to do business in this city, what would that one word be?
It feels so amazing being a small business here in City of Chicago, especially being a street vendor.
And if folks want to try Yoli's Tamales, I know that your businesses are mobile, but where might they find you? What neighborhood?
We have here Yoli's Tamales on 5002 Southwestern Avenue, but I have my push cars outside all through 51 and Ketsi, 69 and Ketsi, and 66 and Ketsi.
And before we wrap, is there anything that's important for you to share about Yoli's Tamales or about doing business in the city?
Yoli's Tamales is a small business. It's all family. I told people it doesn't matter if you have all your requirements or if your business is formal, since you start selling something, you are an entrepreneur, they just need a push to formalize the business. And here I am in Yoli's Tamales guiding people. If you need some guide or something, contact me and we can help you. And I would like to have this connection for more entrepreneurs and then have a connection where we can support each to another.
Since 1998, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship has provided free legal assistance, support, and advocacy for low-income entrepreneurs in Chicago. The IJ Clinic also trains University of Chicago law students to be vigorous and creative advocates for entrepreneurs. For more information, visit www.housebusinessshy.com.